All right.
Boy, if you guys contain this fun and energy throughout an entire tour, that's good news.
That's really that's awesome. Wow. And
cool.
Especially after the drive from Philadelphia.
Guys.
We're gone.
That's so great.
This really is a little early in the day for us, but
cool song.
Thanks, buddy.
We come alive late night.
I wonder how the phone caller liked the tune, actually. Are they still on there?
No, I hung up on them.
Hung up on them.
Right when I get to the best part of the tune, it's click.
Oh.
You've heard enough.
Leave them praying for more. They'll be calling back. Hey.
So, Chuck, we got some Mo dates coming up here in Atlanta, just announced, too.
That's right.
Wait, January.
When exactly are they?
24th and 25th, Tabernacle, Friday and Saturday night.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
Gonna be nice. Fat.
The scene of our last crime. The the warts and all. The last warts
volume
and all.
Volume 2
that we released exactly was from the second night there.
From the Tabernacle, voted by the fans.
That was a rock and roll evening.
Oh, you better believe
it. Fun.
We can't wait for the next two. So yeah it'll be good. And when are you guys all coming back through?
I don't know. We're gonna see what happens with the record. I think we'll come down and support the record maybe in February or January.
Well, and if you want to do the show, you were asking if it was the same thing as it was at the other club.
Right.
It is the same
thing.
Okay,
cool.
And it's Sunday night we have the couch set up.
Awesome.
So you're welcome to come play if you want to.
Well, thank you. Kevin Kenny is starting a thing called the Suntangled Angel Revival, and we've just done a record in Athens. So we're going to tour a lot around that, too, hopefully together, which will be kind of fun. So we'll have to do it with him, too.
Oh, please,
he's
stay
incredible.
In touch. Let us know. I'd love to.
That'd
we
awesome.
Love Kevin. He's great. The new album's awesome.
He is so cool.
And when do you come back around, Johnny?
That's a good question. Cracker is about to go up to Alaska. For a tour up there.
Tour?
Yeah, we tour Alaska every year. Sometimes summertime, sometimes winter. This time we're going up with the express purpose of filming a video for our upcoming album.
Okay.
Called Ironic Mullet. It's our alter ego band, Ironic Mullet, which does a lot of old George Jones songs and.
I love George Jones. Cool. Well, that'll be fun.
And how long have you been going to Alaska?
This will be, about 4 or 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never been.
I haven't been there. They tell me the mosquitoes are like big as bats up there.
Oh my God.
We play the bigger cities, but the best place to play up there is Homer, Alaska. It's a little drinking village with a fishing problem, as they call it. Right on the water, and we hang with the fishermen, and it's just a completely wild time. They have a bear cam at the bar. Most bars you go into and you see like there's a sports game on or something. Here you got a whole line full of people sitting at the bar having a beer and watching grizzly bears on a monitor, and there's a camera about a mile upstream.
Unreal.
On the grizzly bears catching their fish in the water.
And that's entertainment.
Once in a while, one grizzly bear will come over and duke another one and take his fish away, and they all cheer. And, that's Homer, Alaska. And why wouldn't you go?
Right, exactly. And you're speaking of making a documentary. We've been watching the Independent Film Channel. Sorry, Gib.
No.
They have been doing these great movies. I just saw one called The American Movie, The Making of Northwest. And it's about a guy from Wisconsin who's been into making movies since he was like 13 years old.
Been into it, but never done it. Never finished a
and
film.
So now he's been trying. Right, he's done like a horror movie in the cemetery when he was in high school. He has like 3 of those, and it showed all different things. But it was so cool to see the process that this kid went through. This guy, because he's
and
like
this guy that was already established in the independent film circuit did a documentary of this guy trying to put together his independent film and won an award for it.
We were just talking about this the other night.
It's an incredible film.
Coven. And we're going to order that. I just got the thing offline and I wrote my check out and we're going to order Coven.
But more importantly, we're getting the crews together. We're going to film a documentary of us getting our radio show syndicated.
Because
it's the only way I'm actually going to do it is if a camera's watching me. I better get this done.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to use their theory.
That's a great idea.
It was a great idea.
When you're under
pressure.
You guys
are just talking about this to yourselves. You know of this movie.
We were talking about that and the dancing outlaw, Jesco. I don't know
Jesco
if you've heard
White,
about this.
Yeah.
It was this documentary made in West Virginia, like on a public access channel or something. And this guy is like a mountain dancer, and it's this documentary about his life. And it's very difficult to digest because it's like in some ways it's entertaining, in other ways it's kind of like. It's like, wow, I can't believe somebody really lives like this. But it's like a Vince from Leftover Salmon said it had all the elements of a Greek tragedy, which there's comedy, there's the depths, there's everything, but it's
with the background in West Virginia.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But that and the American movie were the topic of conversation.
Oh yeah,
the American movie. That's the documentary.
Independent films, those are great. I need to go to the Sundance, now after seeing that.
I think our fashion show with Vince the other night had all the elements of a Greek tragedy.
Oh
as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was the
best
agony
left
of defeat.
Unsolved.
The creeper.
It was like ABC Sports. The agony of
a fashion show.
Yeah, it's best left unsolved.
Most stories involving Vince and late night activities.
There'll be some digital photos up at creeper.com.
The creeper.
You'll have to show them later.
Comes back to haunt you.
It's radio, so you can get away with it.
He's on the chopping block in case no one noticed that Chuck is just making, like, having the fun time.
Yeah.
Like, doing songs.
Yeah.
And
so it is in the repertoire for you guys to play. That's really great that's a tune that you guys have.
We're trying. I don't want to let him off too easy, though, John.
Yeah. How you feeling about Shoot First?
That would be great. Well, cool. That's a perfect. Perfect song to play.
All Thumbs Trio in the Living Room.
This song is this song's pretty new. It's going to be on Moe's forthcoming album that's going to be coming out in February called Wormwood. But it's this little song that kind of sticks out from the rest of the songs on the album. But it was something that everybody felt strongly about including on the album. So.
A new Mo album.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It's our concept album.
Cool.
It's actually, we did a lot of the live tracks. We tracked Vinny's drums live, the whole band, and then went in the studio and overdubbed on top of that. So, yeah. And it's a lot of segues, and it's kind of like a half live, half studio album.
Cool.
Yeah. It's. The people that I've heard it so far have been really positive about it. So.
It's my favorite one.
And they're not family members?
What's that?
And they're not family members?
They're not family members. No. Actually, a guy in Chicago found a copy of it, a burned copy of it, and he said it was titled Wormwood, and he's like, I haven't heard this one before. And then he realized that it's the new forthcoming album that nobody's supposed to have, and he bought it for $6 in a used CD store in Chicago.
Wow.
And he's he said online, he said, I'm not going to make MP3s, and I'm not going to burn any copies for anybody, but I'm telling you, it sounds really good. Which is great.
God bless him, man.
Wow, that's,
he's like, Mo, I kind of liked Mo, and then I heard this album, and he was really positive about it.
Nice.
But that's good, but some,
that's pretty scary. I know.
Oh, we've been playing it for weeks.
No, we didn't even know you had it.
So you might already know this song.
No.
All right, I'm not going to change the arrangement on you like I did on the last song.
Feel free, Chuck.
It wasn't intentional.